Well, Dave, sum that one up then for us.
It was poor. It was, I can only apologise to the travelling fans because they kept going and I felt one or two didn't, and you can't do that. Everyone's got to dig in deep, and I think we started to do silly things, silly free kicks. Passing was not there, didn't hold the ball up. And we started bright and we had two good chances. But then all of a sudden, a hat-trick in 5 minutes just shows you the concentration fell away after the first goal went in. And that shouldn't happen because I've not seen that before where we normally dig in deep. And I felt sorry for the ones that had come in, you know, even down to Jacques and everything else, because you need to get these people on the ball and pass it. And we couldn't have passed water today for long spells of that game.
How worried are you that the team did play like that against a team like Birmingham who haven't been great themselves at the start of the year?
Listen, things can happen in football. Lots of stupid little things. I'm just frustrated in the way we played or we didn't play. It's a good opportunity for us today. The training all week's been of a really good quality and high tempo. And then we come here and it's as if we'd left it behind. And that's what I can't understand. That's where I get frustrated. But you know, even the fourth goal, you know, smallest man on the pitch is pushing us off the ball. That shouldn't be happening.
Have they bottled it today? I mean, you're quite right, obviously, to say as soon as that goal went in, it was like it was a different set of players out there.
I don't think they bottled it. I think they just didn't get a grip of the game. I don't think they did what they should be doing and what they're capable of doing. I think one or two made some stupid errors, which cost us dearly. Just decision-making, where to be, just a little shout on the ball, sort of passing. We gave the ball away too easily, and that was everybody. And it's like an infection, and just go back to basics. And we've spoke about this since the day I've walked in the football club. If you concede one, you don't concede the second. You dig in deep. And sometimes it might be ugly and everything else, but you've got to dig in. And I didn't feel we did that. I think one or two started to do what, you know, running with the ball, running into areas where, you know, there are lots of players and the passes on. It's as if they didn't see it. And that's the hard thing to explain.
Is confidence within the team shot right now, you know, given recent results?
Well, you say recent results, like what? We hadn't lost.
The failure to get the win.
Yeah, it can be down for failures, but we hadn't lost. You know, we played well against Middlesbrough for part of the game and Leeds and things like that. We didn't play particularly well last week, but that was nothing to do with today. That's for that 10-15 minute spell, we just allowed them to do what they wanted, and that's, I've not seen that before. Too many people didn't do the basics of the football match, and that's where it's a little bit frustrating for me.
How frustrated are you, full stop, because the team and indeed the club are at this impasse right now? They seem to be waiting for so many different things to fall into place, and in the midst of that, you've got to lead a team to get some results.
Yeah, they've got to get a win, they have an opportunity. We're at home, so we have an opportunity. But you can't be frightened, you've got to stand up and be counted and get on with it. And make sure that we're strong, make sure players stand up and be counted. That's what it's all about. That's what you have to do. You have to stand there and you have to put yourself on the line, and you've got to be big and brave. And then we'll find the players this week that'll do that. And the ones that don't want to do it, they won't be in the side.
Are too many players letting the club down right now with a performance like that?
The performance let everybody down. I've just said that. The fans have turned up in their thousands and all that, and we should be giving them. They never stopped. They were absolutely magnificent. And that should hurt the players because, you know, they should realise that they kept going, we should have kept going.
Dave, what responsibility do you take in this? The natives are very restless right now.
I say we're all in it together. There's not, it's everybody. Everybody should take responsibility. And the front person, I'll be finding out who wants to play, who wants to put the bodies on the line now. And that's what it'll take.
What would you say to the fans who right now are saying it's time to change the manager?
Which manager?
that you did?
That's a stupid question, isn't it? Well, you're drumming up a silly thing now. That's 5-6 games in. Listen, do you really want me to have an attack here on that? Because you've asked me. I think that's a stupid question. All you're doing is firing up things. Don't tell me it's what the fans are saying. It might be an odd fan or whatever, so you can live on that. But don't stand there and ask me a stupid question like that and expect me to give you a solid answer. I've been in this game a long time, and then when I get asked a silly question like that after a defeat and you're telling me that, that's not right. That's poor on your part to ask me.
There is a growing disquiet. Dave, I'm sorry, there is a growing disquiet.
There's a growing disquiet.
About your future here as well.
Right, that's okay. But you shouldn't be asking me that question after the game when we've just been thumped 4-1. That's a poor question to ask me.
There's never an easy time to ask a question. You should like not. That, though,
is there? Listen, that's a poor. You're drumming up. I've been in that a long time. Don't drum something up that isn't there. We all work very hard. I work hard, my staff work hard, so don't drum that up, because that's not right. We're digging in deep. Everybody's digging in deep. So that's a poor question from you.
Do you go to the chairman this week and say, look, no, we need those reinforcements here?
Listen, we know what we've got to do. We know the situation until it changes, so we have to get on and we've got to find the players that put their bodies on the line and go out and play.